Well, welcome to the first episode of the podcast.
What's it called? What's it called, Gabe?
What's it called, Gabe, with Gabe Sadowski.
All right.
Yeah.
Honored to be a guest.
Wow. I am your host, Gabe Sadowski, joined by a group of Whitewater student media leaders here on campus. Why don't we just kind of go around quick, kind of introduce ourselves. I will start. I am Gabe Sadowski, part of the Journalism for the Web class. I'm also a student supervisor for sports programming with UWW-TV. I was also women's sports editor for the Royal Purple. And in the fall semester, I will be news director for 91.7 The Edge, WSUW Whitewater.
Bravo.
We'll take it left, Mr. Olson.
Yeah, I'm Parker Olson. I am the news director at 91.7 The Edge, WCW Whitewater.
What?
Yeah, I'm very excited to have Gabe taken over for that, and we have the whole news committee here.
That's true.
We do, actually.
Yeah. Welcome to
Warrock Week. Yeah, this is an unofficial meeting.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Abby, you're our guest.
Yeah. This is the 91.7 The Edge News Committee podcast.
So I'm Parker Olson. I work at the radio station as news director. I am also the editor-in-chief at the Royal Purple. I have been there for 4 years now. I spent 2 years as a sports editor and 2 years now in management. I've done a little bit of stuff for TV, sort of, not really. And I've worked as a camera operator for baseball teams, stuff like that. Yep.
Madison Mallards.
Madison Mallards and Madison Nightmares. Mm-hmm.
Here's up. I'm Abby Hamachek. I am the news director at UWW-TV. Basically only have done news, stepping into video production specialist role at the Video One internship. And yeah, I've kind of done various sports things here and there. Mm-hmm. Done kind of support staff for sports entertainment and other random things I get thrown on.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that can be a topic of its own.
That's episode two.
Yeah.
Stay tuned next week.
I'm Carter Welshley. I would probably say the least deserving of the student media leader role that you've ascribed to us. I'm the entertainment supervisor at UWW-TV. I do other things that are media related. But that's the pertinent role to this conversation.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about kind of just the current state of media and, you know, how like local independent news sources, newspapers, I guess specifically, but even as big as like, you know, local television stations, which it's not even really a thing anymore. It's kind of unheard of, in some sense, yeah, how about that?
It's worrying.
It is,
yeah. 100%, yeah. Especially looking for jobs now. Mm-hmm. Like, I know we were talking about our interviews earlier. Both of them did mention, you know, the layoffs and everything happening. And it's crazy that that has to be part of an interview conversation. Like, they have to establish that, you know, we're going through a rough patch. And we might not come out of it, you know. And, like, the whole AI situation was mentioned in my interview too.
That's episode three.
Like the fact that an interviewer has to like establish that AI cannot take my job is insane to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting reassurance in an interview for a job that job will still exist. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
Yeah.
I am grateful that is their approach to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rather than like, oh yeah, we want you to leverage AI and start like training our algorithms to report on stories. Because I'll be honest, and I'm staring right at the waveform as I say this, I would rather exclusively get my news through Facebook comments from like white dads with sunglasses and baseball caps and the profile pics than read an AI-generated article.
Yes.
I
would agree.
I recently saw a job posting. It was for a sports reporter that used AI.
Yeah, I have seen a couple of those. Mm-hmm. It's like reporter that says like AI, like or like supported AI or whatever.
Yeah, it's like AI will write most of it, but like you'll add in storytelling.
Yeah, it's like you have to add in like one interview. It's like, why?
Yeah. What is that?
Don't even have
do it yourself.
Position. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because I would also argue all of like the conflict of interest stuff that we talked about earlier in terms of like ownership and like putting your thumb on the scale in terms of what gets reported is doubly so in AI, because who is training that large language model? What are the parameters surrounding it in terms of what it's looking for? We've heard horror story after horror story about ChatGPT like unearthing some pretty gnarly human bias. And like, I would be very interested in terms of like, is it an in-house AI model? Is it contracted out through that private through a private company? If so, what is the private company doing with that data? Because then that's like all of your writing that's being fed into the machine and stored for who knows what purpose.
Yeah. It's funny, on Twitter they have an AI, it's called Grok.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And you can ask it like, who's Parker Olsen? And it'll say like who it thinks Parker Olsen is, like based off of Parker Olsen's Twitter profile. Mm-hmm. And turns out I average like 13 points per game for the St. Thomas Tommies.
Oh, wow.
I'm a pretty good player. Yeah, thank you. D1.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty good. D1,
wow. Yeah, wow. I know. Mm-hmm.
Wow. For the St. Thomas Tommies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is a real school.
Yeah, I know. I've done that on ChatGPT.
Is that their name?
There's no way the St. Thomas Tommies.
There's no way they're the Tommies. Yes.
And the St. John's Johnnies.
Yeah. You're bullshitting me right now. You're making this shit.
There are also the Gustavus Adolphus Golden Gusties,
I think. Yeah.
The St. Thomas Tommies.
I only know the St. John's Johnnies because of Don's audition. Yeah. Solely.
Actually?
He nailed that. He was like, the St. John Johnnies. And we were all like, oh my God. Like, everyone in the Master Crew is crazy.
They really are. Wikipedia.org, the St. Thomas Tommies.
Most reliable source right there. Holy Moses.
Yeah. Formerly a Division III school.
That's an, you know, I actually. I don't mind Wikipedia. I'm not saying I would solely use it as a source, but there, like, when you go and you look at all the stuff that people reference in sources, like, there, like, that's honestly more journalism that's done than a lot of other places. Yeah.
It is some of the best crowdsourcing you've
seen. Yes. 100%.
I hold Wikipedia in very high regard, personally. Yeah. And I think a lot of its. A lot of its like common criticisms are no longer accurate. Because have you ever tried to like deliberately add misinformation to Wikipedia?
I have not.
I cannot say that I've tried to spread misinformation intentionally.
I tried to do it to prove a point. Because when I was a teenager, I got into an argument about Wikipedia, and I was like, look, I'm going to try and say something obviously fake on Wikipedia. So I went to, like, the Tetris Wikipedia page or whatever, and I was saying...
I read that every week.
Yeah, I check it every morning to make sure it's still there.
Yeah.
Make sure you mess with it.
I added some shit, like, they're making Tetris for, like, a mind chip. And that was taken down in 7 seconds. There are Wikipedia warriors out there who are watching like a hawk.
And that's why it's so good.
I know.
There's so many like in-depth things of the most random. Mm-hmm. Like you could look up green bean and scroll of all this different information about a green bean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people dedicated their time to that.
Go ahead.
I hesitate to admit this in an academic forum. I use Wikipedia as the jumping off point, like when I'm writing a research paper.
That's totally fair.
Because it's a good summary, and then there's also a ton of sources linked at the bottom that I can go for more in-depth information, which I can then cite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. It's like you should never use it as like the sole like number one like academic thing you reference. Right. It's like. Like, because that's what people use ChatGPT for,
for
ideas and stuff. It's like, if they're genuinely stuck on something and they just need help getting the wheels turning, you know? That's how I think of Wikipedia, in a sense, is like you said, Carter, it helps summarize things. And that way, like, you're able to just, like you said, or maybe it was you, Abby, I'm sorry. I might be confusing things. But anyway, you can go through and you can look through the sources and it says... you know, where they got everything from. Now, it's up to you to use your BS detector and be able to tell, like, okay, this price, you know, this doesn't seem like the most legit thing. But, like, yeah, it gets the wheels turning.
I would like to retract my oh my god when Gabe said that's what people use ChatGPT for. Because I thought you were referring to the phenomena of people using ChatGPT as a search engine, like they would Google. And I find that alarming. Because, again, AI hallucinations are a dime a dozen.
I love ChatGPT. Like, I use it far too often. But, like, I did, like, fun stuff. Like you were saying, like, looking up that, like, your name. I did that. And it compiles, like, the most random. It was, like, high school track records. It's, like, it's literally the most insane stuff.
Congratulations.
But, like, it was correct. It'll write, like, full episodes. Like, my roommates and I, we all did, like, a Love Island episode and put all of our names and, like, all these stuff. And that is it's so entertaining. That's really sad.
That's kick-ass.
But, like, it was fun. And then we, like, put it on the TV. We, like, read through it. And it made this whole plot and this whole story, like, scrolls work. It's, like, that is what I think ChatGPT should be used for, along with, like, you know, like, I've used it for getting ideas before.
Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. I think it sucks that it's come to that point where there's just such a lack of creativity.
Yeah.
Individuals where we have to, like, use ChatGPT.
They could have picked a better name.
But I think it also, in some cases, like, if you're someone like myself who overthinks to death to the point that you're just, like, unproductive, like, I think that's when it's, like, really, really helpful, because it just cuts through everything, and it just... It helps, like I said, it's just that jumping off point, like you said,
it's a
Carter.
Good tool. It's a great tool. Yeah, it's widely misused.
Oh, yes. I don't think you should write your entire essay and copy and paste. Like,
Hard no.
No.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Because it sounds, it sounds terrible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like you can so tell that it's AI. It doesn't even know what it's talking about half the time.
Yeah.
It's like the fact that that is seen as, like, credible, and like you said, a search engine, and people, like, genuinely believe that this thing knows everything.
Yeah.
Is insane to me.
It's dangerous.
It is. Yeah. It's scary. Yeah. That people believe that's good.
Yeah. How do you guys feel, like, Trump essentially kicking out Associated Press journalists? Like, and like, you guys know, like, the Associated Press is, like, we call the AP style book the journalism Bible.
Yeah.
It's the most credible outlet that
there is. It is the thing. James Gates would call it, it's like, it's AP News, it's just the facts. There it is.
Alarming is an understatement.
Was scared.
There are a lot more inflammatory words that I would like to use to describe it.
Well, take Trump out of the picture. How would you feel if the President of the United States of America, whoever it is...
The same way I did when it happened last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who would do it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that it's Donald Trump. I would feel the same way if Harris did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she won in November and she kicked the AP out.
Mm-hmm.
It would be authoritarian.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that it is an authoritarian move to restrict the press's access to official government communications.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and to specifically, like, a mainstay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is the thing.
Because also, the AP is, and I am not, I will say I'm not a journalism major. I think I'm the only one in this room who isn't a journalism major. So if I misspeak, clown on me. It's my understanding that there are so many smaller outlets that rely on the AP for their reporting. Like, the AP is used as supplementary to support those outlets.
It's the wire it gets picked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And removing it from the equation, you're cutting it off at the tap. And there's so many other outlets that now are losing direct access to White House communications, which, like we said at the beginning, is going to direct people towards other forms that private business stakeholders who are, shall we say, closer to the current administration control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be agenda pushing, for sure.
Yeah.
It's going to be either fake news or completely just pushing agenda. It's not going to be reporting. Right, it's not reporting, it's pushing. No. Mm-hmm. 100%. It's making news rather than finding it.
The thing that worries me most about it is they changed how credentials work in the White House. Did you see this?
I didn't.
No.
Did you see this? Did you hear
about
this?
I can't even, like, listen to half this shit anymore. I'm just like...
Something
happens every 2 seconds, it seems.
It's really stressful.
I haven't looked that stuff
up. That's the point. I don't know exactly how it worked. It has always worked like this. There was a committee who decided who got to get credentials to the White House for these events. They just changed that, so it's not them, and I think that it's up to the White House now itself.
Okay.
It was a committee of, like, journalists who decided who could. And that's my, like, you're right about, like, the AP and, like, how they distribute their stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that is a concern. But frankly, that's not probably in my top three of my concerns about this issue, because they literally just said, you know what, we're going to let in who we want to let into the White House. We're going to, the guy that asked Zelensky
about
why he wasn't wearing a suit. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He has, like, he has some kind of media organization, I think. But, like, yeah.
Okay. Holy shit.
This is literally, what's that book?
1984.
Yeah, George Orwell.
That's what I feel like.
Literally 1964.
Yeah, it's, Big Brother.
It is far more worrying to me that they've changed how they've decided who gets into the White House.
That's like complete. That's complete control.
Yeah,
which that should be. That has to be some sort of, like, amendment issue.
Oh, it is. It objectively is,
but how are we not?
None of the other brand. I would argue
freedom of press.
Yeah, but
this is, to a certain extent, I feel like that could be easily argued.
There's a clear incentivization here of every news organization to stay in the White House's good graces, or they lose their press access to all official communication from the United States government.
That's the thing that's most
concerning to me.
Clear argument that it's in violation of the First Amendment,
but
neither the legislative or the judicial branches seem to be particularly interested in checks and balances at the moment.
At what point do you become big enough that you get to go into the White House, though?
That's what I'm saying. What are the the things they have to, like, what are the boxes they have to check to be able to go?
If I start a blog, I can't go to the White House.
Right, like, if I, but, like, say you start a blog and agree with every single thing, are they going to let you in?
Potentially, like,
is it
since they changed it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, do you just have to say the right things?
Well, no,
like,
depending on who gets in. Like,
if
next week we see Ben Shapiro and Joe Rogan in the front row at a press briefing, then we have our answer.
You're right. 100%. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. News isn't even news anymore.
We're living in unprecedented. That's a great topic. We could spend like a half an hour on that.
News isn't even news.
That's episode 4.
It's really not.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Like, what? I don't know. That is making me think, man.
And, like, news in general, like, without even all of the outside stuff, like, news has to decide what is news.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah. That is true.
All right. Do we want to talk about that Common Council meeting this week where they decided that this terrible thing was going to happen?
Right.
Feel like it. Let's talk about how somebody ran into that light post.
It's insane. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like the whole conspiracy where, like, big celebrity things happen when a big, like, event is going on, I 100% believe that's true. 100%. Like your thing. Oh yeah, somebody hits a light pole, but then there's, like, this huge thing within the city going on. It's like, there's gotta be some sort of, like, political agenda behind why that's being, or just agenda in general, as to why certain things are reported and others aren't.
I think you got to also have journalists that are wanting to cover that sort of
thing.
There's
no passion.
You know? No. Yeah, no.
I've noticed more so that journalists, there's like a, especially within the TV side, there is like a influencer side to it. People do it because they want to be famous. They want to do influencer. The amount of people that I've seen on TikTok, like, do a get ready with me for the news, and they just, like, have shitty stories or like they're not really good at their job.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just do it. They just they're getting by.
The personality.
But yes, mm-hmm. but they have that agenda where they want to become an influencer. Mm-hmm. It's like people are going into that career to
for
become
all the wrong
quote unquote famous. It's like no one has the drive to actually like look for news. And
well, that's it for the first episode of the podcast. Thanks for tuning in to What's This Called, Gabe, or whatever it was called originally. I don't have a title, but it's a work in progress. Maybe that's what we'll call it, a work in progress with Gabe Sadowski. What was that?
Always learning.
Always learning with Gabe Sadowski.
Ooh, I like that
Parker,
one.
Thank you very much. I will be stealing that. I will.
No,
yeah, I'll,
mine.
No, no, no.
Mine.
I was going to say, I'll make sure to include you in there.